zone. Thotto zone.
All right, David, this is going to be unhinged. I hope you're f***ing ready. Let's do this. I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one inappropriate joke at a time. I talk safe sex, mental health, industry secrets, and all the stories that made my therapist cry. Got a confession, a question, a wild tale? Send it to twndpodcast@gmail.com or 702-900-6446 for your voicemails. Subscribe, share, and leave a rating, because nothing turns me on like a little validation. And as always, thanks for coming this week. I don't know how to play the guitar. I get so into air guitar, but I also like have no idea how to play a guitar. So it's definitely all over the place. And if you play the guitar and you saw what I was just doing there, you're probably like, Molly, that's not how you play guitar. I know. I never learned. Okay. What do you want from me? Welcome back to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast. If you have never listened before, my name is Molly Stewart. And no, I don't normally look like this. If you're watching on YouTube, when I do these episodes, I try to make myself look cute and like presentable. And by now no one is watching anymore, because they're like, Molly, where are your boobies? And honestly, this audio is really quiet. I'm not sure why I'm not hearing this very well. I'm going to turn it up. I'm going to turn it up right now. So it's just been a lot, honestly. I didn't feel like doing my makeup today. I went for a hike. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. I had to reconnect with nature, because honestly, it's been a while. I've spent a lot of time at that desk doing the things that I do. I don't know why the audio sounds weird today. Maybe it's because I have a hat on. Oh, you might be wondering, Molly, where can I get this cool hat? For those of you who are only listening on audio platforms, what I am wearing right now is brought to us by the Brim Reapers, a friend of the pod. You can go and check the description if you want to look at it. But it says, bro, stop, that's my ass. But with like the Bass Pro Shop looking logo. So it's pretty cool. They have a lot of cool hats. Front of the pod, super cool. That's not where I was going with this. Where was I starting? Oh, I was wearing this because I went out on a hike today. And reconnecting with nature, sometimes it's like, I wonder if a lot of depression and sadness and stuff that seems to plague so many people these days, or at least that people are just more open about it, is that like we're spending too much time in front of screens. And I know like everybody needs a screen. Screens are part of the job. Screens are fun. Screens are cool. Screens show us so many things, right? And you can do so much with screens, whether it's work or entertainment or anything really. That's what they've been created for, right? Is to take all of our attention. But sometimes, as fun as screens are, when I get out in nature and I go do a hike, or I take a f***ing rollerblade around the goddamn neighborhood, let me tell you, I feel so much better. It's like connecting with yourself instead of just connecting with everyone else around you, because we always have to be connected to everyone around us, right? That's why everybody has a social media account. It's weird if you don't have social media. And oh, what would we do without it? And oh, this status and that update. And oh, now we have a new way that you can see what people are liking, what other friends are liking on other platforms, so that maybe you too can like them, and we can just keep sharing things forever endlessly. And it's just way too much. It's so overwhelming. Like the more that I am on social media, the less that I want to be. And honestly, like for the most part now, I've pulled back so much. I know I've said this before, but it's like more and more time that goes on, the more and more I pull back. Like I get tired of, you know, posting something, and then if it does well, views wise, you also have to deal with all the fallout that comes with that. Because it's like people, it started taking off, and people are like, oh, this is really cool and I like this. And then all of a sudden you get a bunch of hateful, spiteful little who always have some to say and are trying to make something, you know, more of an issue than it is, or creating an issue that there never was, and just having to fight back and forth because you're so miserable. Go outside. Go feel the sun on your face or the rain on the top of your goddamn balding head. I don't know, but you need to get out of your house. You need to get off your phone, because let me tell you, as someone who has taken a step back from social media, I am so much happier, and I don't have to get drawn into the bull of when I do post something that goes off, being like, oh well, I'm just gonna fight with this person and I'm gonna defend myself here, because I don't f***ing have to. There is nothing about myself that I have to defend, because you don't have to f***ing like me, you don't have to watch the shit that I do, and I don't honestly give a f***. I don't care. I don't care. If you don't want to watch me, sick. There's 5 million other f***ing people. Well, there's way more people than that in the world that you can go and f***ing annoy with your f***ing. And then, you know, I don't care. Like me? Cool. Hate me? Cool. I don't care anymore. I'm so tired of trying to make people f***ing like me. 2025 is the year that I know I said this before. I don't care if people like me. There was a part of me that still did. It was like clinging to this hope that, oh, if I just say this, then I'll be super cool. And if I'm super cool, then people will like me anyway, because I just don't give Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast. No, I am actually to the point that I don't give a f***. I don't care. I spent so much time caring, and how did that serve me? How did that feed me? It didn't. It fed me poison, and I kept just going, more, give me the slop. I'm tired of the slop. I want clean eating. And what I mean by that is just like the quality of people that I surround myself with, which honestly more and more is less and less. And that's just how the cookie crumbles. I don't know what to tell you, but I was getting so weighed down with all of this. Like, oh, I have to work this brand deal, and now I have to reach out to this person. I have to make sure that I'm booking a guest here and scheduling with this person's like needs for all this stuff here, and not giving a f- about my needs. And I know that I've said this on so many episodes and like in the past and like working through stuff, and I'll probably come out the other side again, because it seems like I can just never remember the goddamn lesson that you don't need to surround yourself with people. You just don't. If people are doing something and like for you in your life that is beneficial to you, that feeds you, that makes you feel good about yourself and isn't at a detriment to someone else, and if you can positively feed off of each other's energy, that is so cool. But guess what? It's just like people who get into relationships, and this is, I'm speaking from experience here, whether a friendship or a relationship, but especially I think with relationships, and this is like supposed to be something like romantic relationships. So not just friendships or business relationships in general. I'm talking about, oh, I need a partner. Make yourself your goddamn partner before you put all your on someone else, or worse, accept someone else's as your own and turn into the that eventually you'll grow to detest, both in yourself and that person. You don't need it. If you are comfortable being by yourself, if you find things that you can do on your own in your personal life that feed you and help you grow as a person, oh my God, it's just like the second that you start setting a boundary, the second that you start standing up for yourself and thinking this is the time that I'm going to do it, people show you who the they are. They just do. And if someone tells you who they are, believe them. Because, and it's not even necessarily like they're telling you, like, this is who I am. It's like by their actions. People will tell you who they are by their actions. They just will. Because even if people who, like, even if, like, you know, something happens, this or that, if you are a good person, you try to rectify that so it doesn't continue to happen. You make amends in ways that matter and not just saying sorry and then continuing to do the same. Like, it's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing again and again and again and expecting different results. And that is what we do. And maybe you don't. Maybe you're one of the lucky few who doesn't let people affect them in this way. And you've never been a people pleaser in your life. And that's super cool for you. God bless. What I'm talking about is, God. It's just like, it's like I've said before too, that no one is ever going to be as excited about something that you're excited about as you are. They just aren't. You know, whether it's, you know, something that you're nerding out about or a project that you're excited on, they just aren't. But you have to, sorry, I ranted so much and now my throat is dry. we're going to take a moment to talk to you about our new sponsor, Get Soul. Have you ever wanted to try an out-of-office beverage? What does that even mean? Well, let me tell you. At Get Soul, you can go and get yourself some out of office. This is the cucumber melon lime that I'm sipping on. They also have a raspberry lemonade that I really, really like. And this has 5 little milligrams of legalized THC. And they ship all over the US. So if you're in the US, I would definitely give them a try. There's a little link in our description, and that's super cool. And our code for them is TWND. So you can go to, I believe it's getsoul.com. I should check on this really quick. I've actually had a really good experience with them. I know that I'm sidebarring so hard. It's called getsoul.com. Use code TWND and you'll save on your purchase and give them a try. They also have 2.5 milligrams if you're like not really sure how out of the office you want to go, you know what I'm saying? So give them a try. I brought these in here because I got them too just to give them a go. But they have these focus gummies called Big Brain Boost, and they're delicious. They're tangerine flavored, and they have a little bit of caffeine in them, and they're super yummy. So go give them a try. But getting back to allowing people to influence you, it's like I think it's another thing too, and I know that I'm just going all over the place, but hey, I'm solo this week, so I don't know what to fucking tell you. Where was I going with that? Bringing it back around the town. I've had half my way through this, so bear with me. I don't really want to rant about how people annoy me, but it's all I kind of have to talk about lately. But it's not even that I'm annoyed. I think it's that I got annoyed to the point that I'm like, oh, okay, we can bring this back in. All right, let's talk about setting boundaries. And these aren't even necessarily like, you know what it really is? Ultimately, it comes down to is returning the energy that you're given, which is not something that I typically do. I feel like I've always like wanted to. I'm like, oh, I'll just do the same thing that they're doing, you know, back. And I'm like, but well, then what if they feel bad? What if they feel bad? You mean like you fucking feel bad right now so much that you're overthinking the fact that if you treated them how they were treating you, they might feel bad? They didn't take that fucking consideration. Why are you? Honestly, like, who gives a fuck? If people care about you, they're not gonna treat you like that. That's just how it goes. And I don't know why this is a lesson I have to keep fucking learning over and over again, but I think that's what life is just learning lessons repeatedly in different ways until we perish. And that's fine, that's cool, but I hope that I can figure it out and hold on to that knowledge a bit more with each lesson. And I think that's ultimately what we all strive to do, is just, you know, not have to learn quite as big of a lesson the next time. But anyway, I shouldn't keep ranting about this, but what I'm bringing this all around to say is that I haven't been seeing as many people lately. I've been very precious with my time and like choosing how I spend it. I've been trying to do things that are making me feel better in my life without having to worry about what everybody thinks about what I'm doing or what I'm not doing or what I should be doing. Like, I'm just doing, and it feels fucking good. I've been training super hard, like more than usual. Like, I've actually been kicking my own ass. I've been eating whatever I want, which is cool. Like, I'm not really thinking about it too much. And I'm like, oh, like, my abs don't look as good. Who cares? I don't give a fuck. I'm getting so goddamn strong. I don't care. I'm going to fuel this workout. And sometimes my abs are going to be shit. Sometimes they're not. And that's just how it goes. But I've been doing more rollerblading. I have been going on more hikes. I have been doing more things that feel good for me mentally and physically. And I've been shutting myself off from worrying about all, like, the people. I'm just like, if people are gonna show up, they're gonna fucking show up. If people are going to treat me well, they are. And if they're not, then who gives a fuck? It's been really cool. I've been working really hard and kind of focusing on projects that I've been doing. And I know that it's been over a month now since I kind of talked about it, but I did start writing a book, and that is going actually super well. And I say this with like such a big smile on my face for those of you who aren't listening and can't tell by how I sound, but I'm very, very excited because I feel like I've hit this huge milestone very recently. I'm hit about halfway, a little over halfway mark. And I just feel like I've actually accomplished something. And I know that it isn't even finished yet, but I'm already starting to feel that like sense of excitement and accomplishment, and something that I do not feel like ever, which is like pride, which feels, I still get like a little twang of fucking guilt when I say like, I'm so proud of myself. Look at you. You're so fucking proud of yourself. Oh, pat yourself on the fucking, I don't want to, it feels weird, right? Like, I feel like I should definitely not be proud of myself. Yet every time that I stop writing for the day, or, you know, maybe we're reviewing a chapter to kind of like, you know, figure out some of the phrasing and like tighten things up and stuff, I get so excited and I feel so fucking happy and just proud of myself for, hey, shut up. I love you so much. The dogs are going crazy. But I get it, the sense of pride that I feel feels really good, because it's not something that I feel like I've felt in like so fucking long. Like, I don't really like most of the stuff that I do, like for work and things that make money, right? Like, it's porn. Anyone can fucking do it. And sure, I feel like, oh, this scene came out really well, or I'm proud of myself for this, like in this way. But this is different, because this is not just like, I feel like, sure, anyone can write a book, but how many people do, right? And I feel like I've reached a point that's so far along that there's no way that I could just turn back and like quit it now, because like, as far as I know where everything is going, and I can like foresee the future of this whole entire story and world that I have created with my fucking mind, is crazy. It's so fucking cool. And the fact that I can like put that on pages, and whether anyone reads it or not, I don't give a fuck, because I like just rereading back through it and like figuring out things and leaving little Easter eggs and things that hint at other things that are to come that you don't even know about yet, but I know, because I'm the orchestrator of this fucking universe, this little universe between the pages, or well, digital pages of like a book. And it's so fucking cool, and I actually am so proud of myself. So as much as I can sometimes feel guilt about it, and I know not every day, listen, not every day am I just like, wow, look at you, you're such a little author. No, like some days I'm like, I will never finish this. This is terrible. I had one day where I wrote like 10 pages, and then I got to the end of it and I was like, hate it. Just deleted all of it. Deleted all 10 pages that I had worked on. It was crazy. And then I felt really bad and I didn't touch it again for like days at a time. And I go through those, maybe I'm, am I bipolar? Maybe I'm fucking bipolar. I get so like, so super dark and low about, you're just a failure and you're never going to accomplish anything. Everyone fucking hates you and you should care about that. And then the next day I'm like, you know what? I can do fucking anything I set my mind to. I'm actually the fucking best at this. So it's either like sheer dark cavernous void of depression, or I'm a god. It's not very much in between. But you know, when I feel dark and down and all that stuff, it's actually sometimes when I have like the absolute best ideas, which is crazy. Although I think maybe that's, I don't know, maybe that's something about artists in general. Like, you know, even Stephen King, I think, did some of his best work when he was a raging alcoholic and really depressed. But not that I've gone back to alcohol, and I'm happy that he's sober now. It's good for him. But it's one of those things that like, yeah. Anyway, I think that there's the best stories, I feel, don't come from just happy complacency. And this is not just stories in general, but like I think that sometimes, and I'm not saying that you can't find art or joy in joy and happiness. And I know that I'm scratching my legs right now. It's fine. Don't worry about it. But I think that the things that people can relate to the most, and the things that people feel the deepest, and the things that they want to express for fear that it will eat them alive, are things that come from darkness. And it's what we choose to do with that darkness that can kind of make or break us. And I think that I've found a way
to weave the dark thoughts into things that end up being more positive. And maybe that's just how my brain works. And maybe it's not how everybody's brain works. Maybe some people, like, I think that I need those dark moments because I think that it really forces me to evaluate, like, why I'm feeling that way or what I can do to make myself not feel that way. Or it forces me to recognize things that I have done or accomplished. And, you know, like, it kind of puts these different game plans and framework in my mind to allow me the opportunity to create something of value. And maybe it only has value to me, and that's okay. And that's cool. That was 20 minutes. I don't know if that made sense to anyone else or if anyone relates to that. And if you do, that's cool. I hope so. No one's listening anymore because I look like shit, but that's okay. Maybe I should take a bipolar test. Figure it out. Let's see. Is my breathing like super loud into the microphone? It probably is. All right. I know that we have some voicemails, so I am going to get into some voicemails with y'all today, which thank you so much for leaving them. It's nice when I don't have any guests and now I come back to a solo episode and I have a shitload of voicemails. So I appreciate that, y'all. All right. Let's go to the oldest one. This is from, well, I guess we'll find out. Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
Hello, Molly and or guest. This is Jordan. Based upon your clothing, which I guess were something leather in your Brain Wreck the Wheeltail episode, how does clothing texture...
I don't know what you were saying about something episode, sorry.
...apply to both underwear and outerwear for what you decide to wear when doing something? And does form or function matter more? Okay, that's my two questions, I guess. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm not... I'm a little bit stoned. I'm not really sure what you're asking. Okay, so let's break this down. Something was leather in some sort of episode, and I don't remember what we're talking about. But, okay, so as far as comfortability, like, what should a texture be like? When I'm shooting photos, I don't care. I don't care how it feels because it's about how it looks, right? So I guess form and function in that matter. But the thing is, like, if I'm not going to have to wear it for too long, then I don't really care. But if it's something like throughout the day, like, this is how I dress. If you're not watching on youtube.com/@TWNDpodcast, this is how I dress most days. I want comfort. I love comfort. If I'm not naked and I'm not shooting content, then I should be comfortable. I like things that are like, I like baggy shirts. I like really soft shirts. Like, I love just the softness. There's this one guy I know, like, one of our friends has a boyfriend and he always has the softest, most magically fluffy shirts. Like, I just look at him, enter a room, and I'm like, I know that shirt is soft as a motherfucker right now. That is the softest shirt, and I know it. And every time I just want to touch it, but you can't just, like, touch people because they have soft clothing. So usually, like, you know, I'm not a big hugger. But if he offers a hug, I'm always going to, like, touch because I want to, like, feel the softness of his shirt. which is so weird. I'm sorry, he has impeccable taste. What do you want from me? He has impeccable taste. Every shirt just looks like it should be a blanket, but it's somehow super stylish. I love it. Oh God, I wish I could dress like that, but I can't because I don't even know where to find things that soft. If I did, I would be there all the time spending all of my money. Take all of my money if you can get me something soft that remains soft through the wash. So yes, I like softness, I like comfort, or I like to be nude. Anything else doesn't really matter. And form versus function is kind of like, well, what am I doing? Like, am I going out like on a date night? Is it like an event to dress up for? Is it going to be some sort of performance thing like AVN, which is all a performance, even if you're just walking around it? Like, am I going to have to pull out the super tall boots and shit like that? Like my stripper shoes? Everything just depends on something different, right? But honestly, most day to day, I am barefoot, which apparently you're not supposed to be. It's not good for your feet. And I don't care because I like to feel the ground and other weird surfaces beneath my feet. I don't know what to tell you. And I like to be super comfortable and or naked, which is why I don't leave my house most of the time, because I can just be naked, which is sick. Although honestly, I haven't been as much lately because, let's be honest, it's been cold until very recently, but now the warmer weather is coming back in, so I'm super excited because I can be naked again. I love it. All right, so moving on, I hope that answered your question, and if not, I'm sorry, but also not, because there's no reason to be sorry if you think about it. So anyway, thank you, Jared. All right, wait, did I say that right? Jordan. Jared, sorry. Listen, go to getsoul.com, okay? I don't know what to tell you. And use code TWND because... Ooh, I love Get Soul. Yay. Oh, feel it in my soul. All right, let's go. Next one. Here we are.
Hi, this is... let's see. My name's Brian.
Sorry. This is gonna take forever because I'm stuttering. Well, let's see. It's like you're deciding what your name is. Well, what is what should Brian? Sorry. Okay, I'll restart and I won't pause it again. I'm sorry, Brian. I don't know why that tickled me.
Hi, this is let's see. My name's Brian. I think you originally knew me as Happy Brains.
Yes.
Or
yes.
I am me. Or
yes.
Fluffy, Fluffy, or Fiie.
Yes. All of the above.
So I hope you remember one of those.
I do.
I just was watching your most recent podcast, Closure is a Myth, Brain Frog, Brain Fog.
Wait, ribbit. Sorry.
Not frog. Drunk Weirdos and the Messiness of Healing. And I've had a number of friends who, or acquaintances or friends, who've gone through lots of different forms of healing and drunk weirdos and brain fog. And for the various reasons that you get brain fog, a lot of it drug related. Anyway, you were talking about calling into the podcast, and I hear and leaving a voicemail.
Yes.
I just wanted to say it was good to run into your podcast again. I listened to some of it when you first started coming out with it. And
I'm glad that you've
returned.
I'm
going to try to keep up with it, although the way things are going, I'm not terribly reliable that way. I just have, I'm on prescription painkillers, so I have brain fog a good amount.
Hey, we all been there.
In addition to other things, including just getting older. So anyway, please take care, and I will hopefully catch you on your podcast again sometime soon.
Love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, take care. This is Brian, or Happy Brains, or Fluffy, or I'm me. Probably Happy Brains. This is the one you remember.
I know.
That's
all
the
of
one
those.
I got the cookies in. So, take care. Bye.
Oh, man. Cookies. That fucking sends me back. I used to do so many cookie raffles and giveaways and shit back in the day when I did cam all the time. I did that for Valentine's. And I did it for Christmas. Did I do it for Valentine's? Or am I making that shit up in my head? I know one year I did for Valentine's. Anyway. Everything blurs together, y'all, because let me tell you, my brain has been all consumed by my... by work and book That's what I've been doing lately. This is why it was good to get out in nature today, because I need to get out of my own head. And I think I get some really good ideas when I'm out in nature doing all the things. When you're just alone with your thoughts, right? Even more crazy thoughts come and you're like, oh, I could incorporate this and do this. And here's this idea I have. And then you have to bring it all to fruition when you're at home doing your stuff. So thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate that. It's nice to hear from people who I've known for longer than just like the OnlyFans time. Because like, in a way, it feels like my life kind of reset, you know, during the pandemic with the whole divorce and kind of changing from camming and not really mainstream anymore to like OnlyFans and just like creating all my own content and spending all the time on the site and like just changed so fucking much that it's, in a way, I feel like the other stuff was like a different life and a different time. And it kind of was, in a way. So it's cool to hear from people who have known me the entire time that I've done this, which is actually a super fucking long time. When you think about 12 fucking years, that is so long. That is so much time spent as like this internet entity that people like knew and jerked off to and talked to like every day. And like, you're seeing everything about me and I've shared like so much of my life. And it's just fucking wild to think about it being that long, and to hear that some people still find me interesting after all that time is super cool. I feel guilty saying like, oh, I'm like super interesting, but like, right, here's where the rationale comes in, right, as I scrape my legs aggressively because I'm uncomfortable with my own praise, is that there has to be something interesting about me, because I've been doing this for 12 fucking years. I would have You would have phased out a long time ago if there wasn't something mildly interesting about you aside from the hang of your tits. Well, that may actually be true, because I didn't actually start with these tits, but you didn't get popular until you got those tits. Yes, however, I did have a very small fan base, and I think that even regardless of the tits, what you're telling me is I still had the personality. You still had the personality. So you have to take that into consideration when the fact that you have a podcast you've been doing for almost 3 fucking years now. Can you believe that? It's been such a long time, or has it been? Has it been more than 3? Will it be coming up on 4? Oh my God, is it coming up on 4? I think it actually might be. That's crazy. That is actually a huge accomplishment now that I think about it. Maybe I should be proud of myself, but not too proud. Not too proud, because if you get too proud of yourself, then nobody's going to like you anymore, especially yourself. That is true. And the most important person that should like you is yourself, correct? That is correct. So, oh no. I'm only 30 minutes in. All right, let's continue. We'll go on to the next voicemail. No one is listening anymore. I'm going crazy. Oh, I'm so happy that there's so many voicemails. This is going to make this so much easier for me. Have I mentioned yet? Go to getsoul.com. Because I'm having a fucking grand out-of-office experience in my office, which is really cool. All right, let's go.
Hi, Molly. This is Jerry Morgan. I just wanted to say I listened to your podcast. This is Friday. May 14th or 15th, I think.
Okay.
But I just like your podcast, and I hope you're with somebody that lets you be you, because you need to have your freedom of being yourself, because you are a good girl. I like your true self.
Okay.
So.
Sick.
Just keep. I hope you got the right person this time.
Yeah, that's
love
what.
Because
I think bye. I think like literally in the episode that you're talking about. Now I'm gonna have to go back and look. Now I'm gonna have to go back and look and see what this is about, because I'm pretty sure in the episode that you're talking about, I was literally talking about how great my new partner treats me. Wasn't I? All right, is it semen theory? Oh, is closure is a myth, maybe. I can't remember. Doesn't really matter. But yes, suffice it to say that my partner treats me with the utmost fucking respect. And if I am ever not being myself, that is perhaps when I would get admonished. Like, you don't have to hide this, you know. Or sometimes I'll just apologize for getting like too excited about things, or like, you know, running my mouth, and he's like, why would you ever apologize about that? Like, I think that I've made it very plain over, you know, The last was, well, we've been together for quite a while now. It's crazy how time flies when you're not getting abused. Isn't it funny though? Because sometimes I actually think about that, because it's like coming up to like anniversary time or whatever, and I'll be like, damn, that many years already? That's crazy. I feel like we just met. And I think about my last relationship, just felt like, I mean, it was a long time, I'll give it that, but like every day felt like a long time. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was just always on edge. And like, as weird as it is, like disassociating through a lot of things, the fact that I can look back at those times, and like especially specific times, and just think about how long it felt like it was, but in the course of your life, not that long, but I mean, still a long enough time. But I feel like there was just constantly some sort of fight or yelling or abuse or this or that, and doing this, it just felt like no matter where I turned and no matter where I looked, there was no rest, there was no reprieve, there was no like time with myself. And I feel like I've talked about this like very often, and I think that if I'm talking about it the way that I have been, I'm not gonna let someone else do that to me. And the funny thing is too, like, I actually like myself, and honestly, even if I apologize, like, oh, I'm sorry for running my mouth, it's not like I think that I need to apologize. It's one of those like instinctual things of like, oh, I'm sorry for being myself. But I never feel in this relationship like I have to stop being myself. In fact, I just grow more and more myself as time goes on, which is fucking crazy, because sometimes, you know, I look back and like think about how I entered this relationship and all the reservations I had and how much I, you know, didn't really know how to just be with a person and not have to like, you know, step on eggshells and like really overthink everything that I said. But like, trust is something that's earned, definitely. And so is respect. And I think that my partner has definitely went above and beyond in so many measures to earn both my trust and my respect. So don't have to worry about me. And even if he left me tomorrow, I would be fucking fine, because I've actually, you know, over the course of my relationship with him, actually learned to love myself, which is not something that I had done since I was a child and everyone beat it out of me. So, and not like physically, just like, you know, bullied and the world changes and you start to realize what it is and what people are, and that's just kind of happens to everyone, right? But it, like, the relationship I'm in now, I get so happy just like thinking about it, because it just, it's like my best fucking friend, like actually my best friend, who loves me and treats me with respect and like gets excited to see me excited and just shows in so many ways that they think of me. And I don't know, just makes me really fucking happy to think about. So don't worry about me. And yeah, anyway, sorry, that just made me really happy to think about him. I miss him. He's away on work right now, so it sucks, but yeah, makes me happy. All right, we are at our next voicemail now. Sorry. And also, if you keep hearing my stomach growl before we get into this, I haven't eaten yet today. So it just keeps making sounds because it says, feed me, Seymour, feed me. And I haven't fed it. So, all right, here we go. You can hear that, right? You can. That's what it says.
Oh, Molly, it's a hard voicemail for message for me to leave, but I think you deserve to hear it. I am a online sex addict, and so I had to leave OF. I just wanted to let you know that everything I told you was as true as I was honest enough with myself to share. And if you feel betrayed by that and you need me to no longer be in contact, I understand.
No.
I understand also.
Okay. I'm going to pause right here because this is kind of a long message. I'm seeing that there's still like a decent amount of time left on it. So I just need to let you guys know, like, okay. And this is specifically to you too, but like everyone else who's listening, and I think I've made this point plain before, but if it's not plain enough, let me reiterate this for you. I am in the adult industry. I create pornographic content. That's my bread and butter. That's what I do. That's how I make my money. Everybody knows it. And if they don't know it, they learn soon enough because Google exists. We all have bad habits, and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing Peach Blush, which is actually, see, no smoke, a delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND. I think that porn has its uses, right? Bleep porn. Can't say porn. Can't put the whole internet was great. Anyway, I think that porn has its uses. I think that webcam models have their uses. I think that platforms like OnlyFans have good use, right? People sometimes want to explore fantasies that they don't feel comfortable exploring in their personal life. That's cool. Maybe they don't have anyone to share with. Sick. Maybe they just want someone to talk to. There's nothing wrong with that either. Everybody wants someone to talk to, right? Some people are in it just for the entertainment value. Some people are in it for the art of it. And some people let it consume them, right? And you can do that with anything. Like, it's just another addiction, right? It's like, for instance, I had a problem with alcohol, so I stopped drinking alcohol. Other people can drink alcohol and not have it negatively affect them, either in the way that they think about themselves, the way that they go and live their lives, all that kind of stuff. Same with weed, right? Some people can't smoke weed. Some people, you know, smoke it and they don't have any issues. Some people are allergic to it. Like, it's every single thing can be an addiction, from video games to porn to drinking to cigarettes. I mean, I'm still addicted to my vape and I've been trying to quit with the Fume, but like, there's so many different things that draw us in and call to different parts of us and fill us with that like unquenchable need, right? This unending, bottomless pit of need. And sometimes people can work through it and sometimes people can't. And sometimes it's best to just separate yourself from the thing that is making you into a void, that's taking that void inside of you and just deepening it, right? And if that is what the adult industry and, you know, pornographic content is for you, then I don't think that it's good for you to do it. And there's there is nothing that is going to make me be like, oh, you don't have a problem, come back, stay with me. Like, if you do self-examine and you learn, oh, like, I can do this again, cool. If it is not something that is good for you, then I don't want to be part of the reason that you're doing something that's bad for you. Like, if this is not, you know, it's like people like spending, you know, too much money and, you know, they're like, oh, I can do this. I ask people, I'm like, are you sure? Because if it gets to a point that I think that it's not healthy for you, then I don't want you to continue down that path. And I don't want to be one of the things that enables you to do so. So I'm not going to be mad at you for recognizing something in yourself that you want to negate, that you want to change, and that you want to better in your life. And if you think that things like OnlyFans and things like watching porn are bad for you mentally and are not beneficial to you in your life, then you have nothing to apologize to me for. Like, I'm not going to be one of those people that says you don't have a problem, because so many people, when I was having issues with drinking, like severe issues, were telling me, it's not you, and you know, it's that person's the problem, and you know, you can just enjoy a little bit and there's no issue here, because they wanted whatever my drinking did for them, whether it was make them feel comfortable about their own drinking, whether it's what they could get from me when I was drunk, all that kind of stuff, that was self-serving to them. That did not serve me. So it would be supremely presumptuous of me to just tell you, someone who I have only interacted with on the internet, you don't have a problem. Keep spending money, keep buying porn, keep doing whatever. You do you, boo. Because seriously, you do you, boo. And if that means canceling OnlyFans, if that means, you know, taking things back into your personal life and not partaking in porn anymore, then I applaud you for making the decision and to just start and to start treating yourself and examining something that maybe you were afraid to open up before, that you were afraid to admit to yourself. And now you've taken that step and admitted it to yourself. So if you have a online sex, online porn addiction, then I think it is good that you step back from that, and you have nothing to apologize to me for about that. That is what I would like to say to anyone out there. If, you know, maybe you just need this time by yourself. And I've said it before about other people who have gone on to find like a partner or a girlfriend, and they don't want to, you know, partake in camming or buying porn anymore. And that's totally cool. I don't want to be a reason that you feel bad about yourself. That's like not my job at all. Because in a lot of ways you could say my job is to make porn, right? But my job is to make people feel good. That's what it comes down to, whether it's like using your name or something or doing that. And if what I'm doing, well, it makes you feel good temporarily, and it's something that makes you feel bad after, then that's not something that I want to perpetuate. So if you're recognizing that this is something that you need to end, then I'm glad that you made that decision. So we can move on with the rest of the voicemail now. I just need you to know that you should not feel guilt about quitting something that you find to be unhealthy for you. You know what I mean? Like, don't stress.
Oh, that sharing this is probably triggering for you for experiences you've had. And if you share this on this show, that's completely your prerogative. It might come back to bite me, because I've only shared this with my therapist and my family, and it hurt my family when it happened to me 20 years ago, or when I did it 20 years ago.
Okay, so I'm just going to pause this here, and don't worry, because David will actually bleep your name. David, make sure that the name is bleeped, because as much as I know that you want to share, like, I mean, you called into the podcast, so I understand that you wanted to tell me things, but obviously I can't just know and not plan on the podcast. So I won't tell anyone who you are. Your secret is still safe with me, but you know who you are, and I know who you are, and I think anyone else who has felt this needed to hear that same thing. You don't have to apologize to me if you unsubscribe from OnlyFans, if you decide to not do porn anymore, if you can't like talk to me anymore or whatever. That's fine. You're not going to upset me. I'm not going to be mad at you for quitting something that you find to be an addiction. I'm just not. So you don't have to worry about that. Anyone who is wondering about it. And honestly, like, when it comes down to it too, like, consider the fact that I am only a person. Like, I'm just a fucking person. And you don't have to, it's like the whole thing of like setting boundaries with people and then people being mad that you like did something for yourself or that you succeeded in something. Like, why am I going to be fucking upset with you for deciding that you can't jerk off to me anymore? Like, I'm literally just a fucking person. And I, you know, respect your boundaries as much as you've respected mine. Like, there's no reason to be upset. And it doesn't matter what my fucking opinion is. You know, like, I'm not a close family member of yours. And I'm not like, very few of my fans have I ever met in person. Because it's always like at AVN, right? Like, so, and we've never even met. So on that note, you could just turn me off like a fucking computer program. And I'm not one, obviously. But I understand, because it's, I'm an entertainment value in a lot of ways. And as much as I can be a friend and as close as we can get on my subscription platform, I probably shouldn't say the name of, I don't know if that gets things flagged or not, but at the end of the day, I mean, you do know that you are paying to subscribe. And I know that there's that, you know, different level of whatever. And I know that with people, I talk to you all. I remember all these things about you. We share things together. I share things with you. You share things with me. But you don't have to. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't feel obligated to me as someone that you initially came to for entertainment, especially like, because I want you to be, it's part of the reason that I do the podcast too, is to make people not feel alone in the things that they're feeling, because I felt that way for so long. And if you are not finding what I do to be good for your life, then I don't want you to participate in it, because that's harming you and that's not something that I want to do. You know what I mean? So don't worry about it. Don't feel obligated to me. You're not. And, you know, don't be so fucking hard on yourself. Everybody else is hard enough on us. We don't need to do that to ourselves. So anyway, just so you know. All right. Moving on to the next voicemail. Basically, just fucking hate yourself less, because you don't deserve to be treated like that. So don't.
This is Seamus. Oh, Molly. Molly Stewart. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. And may the luck of the Irish be with you in the magical month of March.
Thank you. thank you so much. I appreciate that. Top of the morning to you. All right. What's this next one? Thank you. That was so funny. I don't know why that tickled me. I haven't listened to voicemails in a while. I've been full of guests. It's like going back through the time vault.
This is Seamus, Molly.
Oh, hi again.
Thanks for turning to Jesus and taking up clog dancing.
You're welcome.
Please let us know when your next public show is, so me and my family could go on down and watch you up on stage, so we could look up to you again. Thank you.
Thank you. So for those who may not know what that's about, I mean, honestly, if you listen to this podcast, I'm sure that you follow me on Instagram. I posted a video on April Fool's Day of all days. Like, I'm quitting porn and I'm turning my life to God and taking up basket weaving or a professional clog dance competitioning or whatever. And what's funny to me is like, So many people sent me messages. I'm not even kidding. Like, sorry. When I do these episodes and I get so excited, I talk so much at once, my throat starts to get sore. I haven't even vaped. There's no vape in here. You can see. So many people messaged me like, oh my God, I am so proud of you. And maybe they were also April Fools, but some of these dudes seemed like super happy that I was, you know, turning to the Lord. And they're like, I want you to run into my arms and I can show you the ways of the faith. Like, bitch, I know the ways of the faith. I was raised in the faith and now I do what I do. Do you really think on this, the day of the fool, that I am turning to religion and I'm going to make a living basket weaving and doing clog dancing competitions? What are you smoking, and can I have some of it, please? What fucking delusional bullshit is this? The Lord will save you and the Lord blah, 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 blah. Listen, you want to get into this religious bullshit with me? Listen, we're all made from God, right? We're all God's fucking children. Is God protecting you from shit? Does bad shit still happen to you? You are God. You are a piece of God, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But he is not a fucking savior, let me tell you, because people are dying everywhere. There's all this disaster happening. Maybe God just loves chaos. I don't fucking know. But let me tell you, no one else is going to look out for you except for you. And the sooner you figure that out, the better, because people can sometimes be there for you, sometimes they'll help you, sometimes they'll be there with this and that. But hey, maybe I love this like person, they're just the best person in the world, and what if they die? Because God just doesn't give a fuck and he's not out there saving people. He's like, oh, eternal life, you can like dance around in my castle in the clouds for all of eternity. That sounds fucking boring. I don't want that. And I don't think it's real anyway. And maybe you think that's real. Maybe that's what you need to get through your day. Whatever helps you sleep at night, boo. I'm not here to tell you what to believe, but don't tell me what to believe. And let me tell you, I think that if God was fucking real, looking down on me right now and seeing how I've improved my life despite being in this porn industry, let me tell you, God's proud of me. And I'm proud of me. And you should be proud of you. And I think that wraps up this week's episode. Here's your homework for the day. Find something about yourself that you fucking hate. And then be like, hey, does this deserve some further evaluation? Or am I just listening to somebody else's voice in my head telling me this thing that's shitty about myself? Now, if you're like our caller earlier and you found an addiction and you want to work to like distance yourself from that, fucking great. I am so goddamn proud of you. And you should be too, because you took the first fucking step. Now, if you're someone out there who likes to go around like a little negative Nancy, like I've done to myself so many times, just telling me what a piece of shit I am and how I never finish anything and how even if you did, it's not going to be good. Just a voice. It's a voice in your head. Tell it to shut the fuck up and learn to love yourself a little bit more. And that is your homework for today. Love yourself a little more, no matter what you're going through, because if you don't, who will? You know what I mean? So anyway, follow the podcast on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at ThisRedheadIsSFW. You can also follow me on TikTok at LeaveMollyAlone, but I almost never post there anymore because it's a cesspool of garbage. Make sure you check out all the sponsors in the description. It helps keep the show going. You can also join me at patreon.com/TWND Podcast if you want day early releases with zero fucking ads, a special audio feed with no ads just for our subscribing patrons. We have monthly Zoom chats. I'm trying to get back into doing thought takes with like lingerie and stuff, but I do little sneak peeks. I did a dramatic audio read from a little excerpt of the book that I'm writing. Excerpt, that's the word I'm looking for. So much other stuff too. So sometimes little bonus episodes, little photo sets, all that good stuff. And that helps pay David to keep the show running. And David does an amazing job. And we all love David, don't we? Yay, David. Yeah, this has been the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty Podcast. I hope that you will listen, subscribe, like, share with a friend, leave a comment, rating, all of that good stuff. YouTube.com/@TWND Podcast for all of the video episodes, even though there are ads. That about wraps it up for me. So love the fuck out of yourself this week, and we'll see you Monday. Come. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty Podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, and produced by David Warren.